Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. You can be part of this conversation right now, 833-563-2539. I'm actually going to bring on Lenny Bree. He's our technical producer in Houston on Houston's new Radio Now 92.1. Lenny, why exactly did you, miss coming into work? Like, why did your alarm not go off? And that's what I want to ask everybody else, too. What did you miss because your alarm did not go off? 833-563-2539. But would you like to explain yourself?
Listen, don't trust iPhone alarms. Don't trust your phone alarm. You need to get an analog clock because my charger shorted out. And yeah,
caught my bed on fire. And no, dude, but that's not on loan. That's not like a one-off story. I think your story is very common. That's why you got to have like a old school clock that even if you lose power, that thing's still gonna ring.
I will say that morning, Liv was absolutely terrified.
I was almost in tears. I was so scared that something had happened to you. I think I called your phone like a billion times. I even like when they're like, okay, yeah, like let's stop calling him. Like let's call like, you know, someone else.
Call
to
Laura.
Get there.
Yeah,
call
come
Laura
in.
To get there. And then I was like, okay. And then I like went outside the studio and like kept calling you because I was so scared.
You're so Liv, dramatic you. Though. She's like, everybody's dead.
I'm sorry. I do Murder Mondays. I can't help it.
Speaking of Liv, I'm sure there's been a time or two where you've missed an alarm, huh?
Yeah, what happened to you? Oh, there has been for sure.
Yeah, I've just missed a lot of alarms. The same thing, though. Like, my charger has, like, not been plugged in, and I thought it was or
charger,
got unplugged
charger
in the middle
unplugged
of the night.
Is code word for drunk. Okay.
Yes.
No.
What's code word for hungover? What's your next excuse?
No.
Power failure.
I don't think I've honestly.
Brown out.
You know what? One time I did miss, I think, one of my sister's birthdays because I was hungover.
Mm. Wow, okay.
But that was back in college.
833-563-2539. I want you to call in right now, and I want you to share your story like of an incident that happened. Like, what did you miss because your alarm didn't go off? I bet a lot of people have been affected by travel. Like that probably, they missed like traveling, catching something.
Oh, yeah.
That's my biggest fear. Like, I wish that I could have a flight every day that goes after 12 o'clock. Like, those early morning flights when you have to like board at 5 or 6, I'm like, this is just, we're playing Russian roulette here. This ain't good.
I had my friends miss their flight on their way coming back from spring break because there was only one girl that had her phone plugged in to her charger. And for some reason, her charger, I guess, shorted out or something, or like the hotel's outlet wasn't a good outlet. And so none of them woke up to an alarm. And so they all miss their flight coming home from Panama.
And see, the thing about that is I don't get, like, why don't you have another layer of security there, like calling the front desk, hey, we'd like a wake-up call.
Well, because they were drunk the night before. They were out partying.
I almost missed an interview, but I didn't. This was, like, when I was still in college. I applied to be an intern at Fox News, like, New York.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, I had to wake up really early because getting into New York City from Central Jersey, terrible.
Right.
Anyways, I did wake up late, but I miraculously made it in. That's why I didn't get hired, because they probably wanted me there early. I made it right on time.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, that's why you didn't get hired. I'm sure.
All right, 833-563-2539. We'll take your calls next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.